Welcome to the Goddess Conference Conversations. In this space, we will connect with interesting personalities, presenters, and artists from our international community and chat about the upcoming conferences, topics, and themes.
Today, I'm super excited to be able to introduce to you all the wonderful Nicole, who joins us here today from Canada, all the way from Toronto, to talk to us about her fantastic work. She is an amazing woman, priestess, therapist, dancer, really a trailblazer for women's empowerment. She is extraordinary. And I am so excited that she's coming to the conference this year, to the Goddess Conference. I think it's her first time joining us as presenter and workshop giver. So it's my real pleasure to introduce you to Nicole. Welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be enveloped in this space. I really appreciate it and excited to connect with you and everybody in the conference soon.
Yes, it's super, super lovely to see you, darling. And so looking forward to actually being able to hug and meet you in the conference, which is one of the things that we do a lot, hugging in the conference, seeing each other in the real, you know. So, Nicole, can I ask you, I'm sure people will be interested to know, you know, what has connected you, what has brought you to Goddess in your life, and then maybe speak into a little bit of what your offering this year is going to be in the conference.
What has connected to me to the Goddess has been a complex pathway. I think the Goddess has always been there, but the thing that really made me aware of something bigger and also something internal is when I had to go through my own womb clearing journey. The Goddess was really introduced to me in a place of frustration, anger, and a sense of and determination. The initiation happened when the doctor told me I had fibroids, and I didn't know what it was. And the Goddess was introduced to me when I was actually excited to see a gynecologist. And through that experience, I came out age shamed, culture shamed, gender shamed, and just on a humanity level, just not treated as a being.
That happened to you. That is just appalling.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The definitive moment came when I was asked a question, because there was not clarity on what to do. All I wanted to know is get answers so I could process and deal and do what I needed to do to clear my body in the most healing and right way as possible, and non-invasive way was my goal. I was presented with the question of, if we could just get you pregnant, then we can see what's going on, and then we can take it out. And so in that moment, when I heard that, exactly, right? Right? And when I heard that question, I was just numb and stunned. And I'm like, what did you just ask me? You know, like, to introduce a human life into my body and then to say, we're going to simply remove it. After I was berated by a whole bunch of questions that really like pointed to like, this is my fault. And I left that experience feeling totally just thinking, what did I just go through and felt really depressed in that moment and low. And I cried. I put my clothes on, slowly, and just, and they wanted me to come again to do another test. And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not coming back here.
No way.
I went home and I cried all the way home.
Oh, bless
And
you. Yeah.
I saw, and it was funny because I saw this baby on the, I was taking the train. I saw this baby and she was having her moment and she was crying, and I saw her and I started, and I was even crying even more because I was like, I know what you feel. And then I got home and my sadness turned into annoyance. My annoyance turned to anger. My anger turned into, this can't be it. This can't be the only way to deal with this. This can't be the only solution. And I started, who do I know that I could talk to give me some more clarity, or to give me some just perspective, right? Or do I need to see another doctor? Like, do I need to, how do I get another? I needed more than what I was just given. And I thought, I was like, okay, I think I need to switch my doctor. I think I need to maybe get a guide, as like a spiritual guidance or something. I don't know. I need a nutritionist. I was thinking of all the things that were outside of me, right? I was thinking of all the things, who can I talk to? Who could I this and that? And I remember maybe a few, so I started on that outside, nutritionist, health, or all, new doctor, all the things. And then I remember going to a women's gathering maybe a week or two after. And somebody said something to me that blew my mind. I was like, are you kidding me? And this is where the goddess really started to get into focus of like, there is something else. Like this way of being, like this innate understanding. That I was in a car ride with this woman after this woman's circle, and she told me that, do you know that your blood has so much power?
I think we may have lost you.
Cycle.
Oh, the signal dropped
Whoa.
for a moment. Yes, your blood has so much power. It was where you were
Yeah.
at.
Yeah. Like, blood has so much power, that is a sacred time that you can have a pain, you're supposed to have a pain-free cycle. And she was talking about with the moon and all this stuff. And I thought, you must be crazy. But inside, I was like, tell me more. Are you a unicorn? Right? Like, this was not my reality. Right? This was not my reality. My pain, my moon cycle was heavy, painful, and I didn't have a good relationship with it. So this was
Sure,
my first
sure.
introduction to it.
How many women have that sort of experience and that sort of relationship, right? And what an amazing place to start your journey with the Divine Feminine from.
Yeah. Because not to the fault of anybody growing up. Everybody, like everybody did what they knew. Everybody I was surrounded with, did what they knew. I was just now unfolding to another level, right? It was like the rose petal. Here's another petal. Here's another petal. Here's what you know. All right, now let's open up to some more and open up to another up level. And so, like, the divine feminine and like the goddess consciousness really started to open up at this space, to understand that innate wisdom and that innate power, that that oracle, that magic, like even just shifting my consciousness to referring to my belly as my womb space. That was not in my field at all. My lower abdominal muscles, like this was like my abs. This was like the place where babies are born. This is the place where we have sex. Like this is the place where we look at our hips and our bum and everything that is outside. This is a place where we like if we put on a bikini and if the bikini looks good, we're like, hey, we feel good. It was all exterior, right? And the only thing that brought me interior was the pain. And the 13th rite of the Muni Kai clearly states. The womb rite of the 13th, the 13th womb rite of the Muni Kai tribe states the womb does not, oh, what is it now? I'm missing it now. The womb is not a place to store fear and pain. That sentence right there, oh my gosh. Like that made me cry when I first heard that. The womb is not a place to store fear and pain. And yet I was storing fear and pain. And I didn't know how to fully listen to it.
Yes.
And in the maiden in the maiden space and time, this is like the catalyst right here of how to really understand the inner workings of the divine feminine and the body that sometimes we're taught and sometimes we're not taught, or we're getting a societal version of that. And that's what that's, and again, no harm, no foul, but that's what I, that was my reality. The societal vision of like, if you're bleeding, you, you get on with life. Life does not stop for you. You don't stop for, oh, you're having pain? Take an Advil, take a Tylenol, get on with life.
Yes.
That has been our society, and that has been survival.
And isn't it amazing that so many of us carry that sort of conditioning and how actually deeply wounding that is, and how the healing journey is often our initiation with Goddess through the body and through the blood mysteries. I mean, we both work with that, right? I'm so grateful for you sharing this deeply personal story. Thank you so much. Of that, I can really feel into your passion of that, having gone through that initiation yourself in that particular way, in how you can hold that space for others, because we can never do that unless we have gone through some of the initiation gateways ourselves, right? Holding the field for someone else. We need, it's not just an intellectual knowing, like you're saying, it has to come really from the deeply embodied, from the lived experience place. And I love how Goddess initiates us through the blood mysteries, specifically from inside the body and then from our experiences with that. So it resonates deeply what you're saying. Thank you.
Thank you for witnessing and thank you for receiving. It is, yeah, it is like when I say the theme of this year's conference is the maiden, and this is a prime place for those who are mothers, those who are grandmothers, or like all of us, aunties, we through this knowledge, we're helping our young ones have a different experience where there is less shame or fear or it's or just even it's talked about. I think from the people that I've spoken with and through the clients that I've served, this has been, like you said, a common story where just like this first initiation, let's not even go into puberty, but this initiation alone, is for the largely most part our first introduction into the mysteries of the goddess
Absolutely.
through that maiden space, and how we're initiated into that space can either go two or three ways. It can go magically and beautifully, and this foundation is set. It can go completely south another way and be like, you got a lot of work to do to unpack all of that stuff. And then there could be in the middle where it's just like kind of a little bit of the magic, a little bit of the societal. Oh, I got to figure this out all on my own. And I think having spaces like this where it's not just where it's not just maybe one age group, but it's multi-generational. We can really have those on open conversations, just like if you were at this family table, the daughter, mother, grandmother, sitting at the table, aunties, and cooking, and just talking about life and sharing stories. This is basically what this is. This is a kitchen table experience, but on a larger scale, but it's still very intimate because we are going into those intimate spaces where, whether it might be somebody's first time to have a to really ha have a space that is safe for them to have these conversations, or to even in be introduced to concepts that might blow their mind. That car ride on the way home, when the person at the circle said those powerful things about my womb, that blew my mind. And through my clearing of my fibroids, I went on a path to dig in some more and to seek out the teachers and to do the trainings and to read and to experience and to really understand. And once my womb, I did have to have surgery. I made the conscious choice to do that just because of how far along and what was going on in my womb space. I had 10 massive fibroids removed,
Wow.
and I was able to keep my womb intact. But within that, the spaciousness that was now created in me, it was just like this flood of creative energy. So I could not hold anything in. It needed to get out.
For
I needed to
sure.
express it. I needed to share it. And there were too many conversations that I had along the way that I could not say something. And I just didn't know how.
For
So I just
sure.
started talking.
Yes, but how amazing. And I think this healing element of the maiden goddess, who is that initiatory force really into the blood mysteries, into the womanhood journey, into the whole mysteries, as you say. And it can happen in these spaces at any age. They're the grandmothers who've never even thought about themselves or about their journey, who feel, oh, it's too late now, what's the point, Or the postmenopausal woman who is for the first time now meeting a different consciousness around her own sacred womb space, her own sacred cycle, the goddess as sexual energy. So I think this work is vital, vital, vital. Yes, of course, for the younger generations, but actually for everyone. And that's very much what we're doing at the conference, this the maiden goddess as goddess of healing this year. What is that golden thread that she weaves into us and through us all? And this is your golden thread that you're bringing to our event. And it's so beautiful. Perhaps you'd like to say a little about what you are offering as a workshop and the presentation you are giving to us.
Yeah, we're gonna. I just want to just receive your beautiful words, and this is a taste, everyone. This is a taste of what will be received. I'm going to present just some insights and some storytelling of and some movement. We're going to go on a journey. I like to say we're going to go on a chemical journey where we get to really share in each other's spaces and connect. So I'm going to be sharing some of my experiences and some of the lessons learned, and especially being a person from a cultural background that has had a lot to process and unpack, integrate, and rewrite. Not just a rewriting of like, oh, this happened, so I'm going to rewrite it and change this. No, it's about really rewriting my the consciousness to be able to step forward, into any space that I occupy, that we occupy, and say we belong here,
Yes.
right?
Oh,
We belong here,
yes.
right? There's no we belong here, and we don't have to this we get to bring remember and bring all those parts of us home. And so I'm going to share some of those experiences. I'm going to share some of the insights of what can be a resource and what can be a tool to, tools to help navigate, our complex world, but also be the bridge, because we are the bridge. We are the sisters and our divine masculine. They're coming along, and we are leading a pathway forward. And we're gonna dance, gonna laugh, we're gonna connect. And so this is the essence of what we're going to bring, of what I will be bringing to the conference. And so why I say it's an alchemical experience is because when we come in, if we look at the word alchemy, right, we are shifting something into another form. We're shifting states. So when we come in, we are one state. We are, we're feeling our emotions, we're feeling our energy. That's how we come in. When we leave, when the experience is complete, you are shifted. You have shifted. You are changed. You have some form of yourself has transformed. And that is what I am bringing to the conference. We are going to have an alchemical transformative experience where I will talk, I will share, we will move, and we will get into the soul and remember who each of us are.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. That is such an empowering process for people to experience. And I think that you are bringing this very unique piece when you speak about this, the rewriting, not the writing out, but the rightful voice in the rightful place of belonging, of ownership, of our stories, of our bodies, with the background you're bringing culturally and personally. I mean, this is going to be just amazing. I am sure participants will absolutely love what you have to offer and what you will be co-weaving into the great fabric of her healing mantle this conference. So yeah, that's so
Yes.
beautiful. I can't wait.
Me too. Yes, it's
Oh,
going to
Nicole.
be so powerful.
Absolutely. And when we get together and we work in cooperation, like the conference is really trying to be a model for, that is just the most delicious thing. So I can't wait to share with you and to learn from you. I really
Thank
look
you.
forward to hearing you and to just be able to hug each other. So thank you so much
Yeah,
for today.
absolutely. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Many blessings to you from Avalon, to you in Toronto, and thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
being with me this morning.
Thank you for having me. Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll see you soon. Thank you, Nicole.
Bye.
This interview and chat was conducted by Katinka Sutens, co-organizer and weaver of the Glastonbury Goddess Conference. Please check out our website to discover more about our community and our annual gathering in Glastonbury, Avalon. Join us this year for the 29th Glastonbury Goddess Conference, a joyful gathering of goddess-loving people, a 6 days in-person event in Glastonbury, Avalon, running from Tuesday 30th July to Sunday 4th August 2024, with the fringe events starting from Sunday 28th July. This year the theme is the Goddess of Healing. It's our maiden year, the first year of a new 5-year cycle. International presenters, transformative workshops and experiences, deep ceremonies on the sacred land of Avalon, community, art, fun, and love for goddess. Let your healing journey begin this year. Join us for the Glastonbury Goddess Conference, Goddess of Healing. There are so many options to participate: full conference tickets, weekend tickets, day tickets. Find what suits you best and get your ticket now at goddessconference.com.